Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to Mommy Glow Up Day 3. I know I've been gone for a long time, but I just been having a lot going on, so I just want to hop right back into things and pick up where we left off. I want to say hello to all my new listeners. I know you've been listening. I don't know if you're still here, but hopefully you come back and join the Mommy Glow Up gang. But let's get right into today's episode, and which is, once you found your niche, like, what should you do once you found the niche that you want to pursue and want to grow a business and an empire out of as a Mommy Glow Up? So for me, I started off with YouTube and I jumped into hair, selling hair, and now starting this podcast. I wanted to incorporate everything that I do and help other moms like me, single mothers, or just everyday moms find their niche and find their place in the world. So with that being said, once you found your niche, you want to go and get a notebook and write everything about that niche that you love, what gets you excited about that. So for us, YouTube, making videos and helping other people, which made me excited, or reviewing new products for other people, just so that, let me try it out before you try it out, so that you can see if this product is worth it or not. And you can do all kind of things. So if you like to sew, you like to make things, or anything that you love, or just videos telling people how to have self-love and stuff like that, there are great ways you can prosper off of YouTube. And with your niche, you want to find out what's the story behind your niche, what is going to make what you do stand out from what everyone else does, what is going to bring in the audience. Who is your target audience? Who do your brand represent? So with my hair company, I represent the everyday woman, the everyday female that wants to look luxury and not play those luxury prices, but still luxury for a budget. So my hair company called Drip Luxury Hair, we sponsor in low prices for luxury hair extensions. So that is a great way to kind of brand your niche around a certain person, or you want to map out or draw out and give this person a name that you want to sell to. So even though it might sound funny, you just go and get your notebook, write down the name of this ideal person that you want to sell to, give them an age range, put down what they like to do, things and activities they like to get into, also like what they like to wear, what's their favorite food, what their shoes, are they a big shoe person, or are they a big clothes person, what kind of TV shows they like to watch, and stuff like that. You want to go that deep into your niche so that when you hit the social part of your niche, you want to know that you have that right audience that comes towards you, so that you can bring that revenue in. So you want to do all that back research on everything about the ideal person that is going to buy from you, or going to watch you, or listen to you on your podcast, your YouTube, or you selling them a product. So I want everyone to go in, figure out who is the ideal person that they're trying to sell to, or go in to get as an audience. Next part of your niche is the branding part. You want to brand your product from start to finish. So if you want to have your Instagram name, your Facebook name, your podcast name, your YouTube name, all flow into each other. You don't want to have, oh, I do this over here, but the name of this is here, but this is all the same thing. No, you don't want to do that. You want to have If your company name is X, Y, and Z here, it's going to be X, Y, and Z on YouTube, X, Y, and Z on Instagram, X, Y, and Z on Facebook. You don't want to be confused. You don't want to have your audience confused. You want to have a steady flow of everything. You want to have your domain name with the same title. Also, as far as colors and the scheme of the way you want your page or your YouTube to flow, you want it to have that same color flow, the same textures, same text, everything to make everything ideal. So when someone sees something, they know that is representation of your brand. You want to have your name, your stamp on things. Also, the same goes for your logo. You want to keep that same logo. You don't want to switch it up. You want to make sure that it's perfected the first time or the second time before you put it out. You want to make sure that everything that you have has that brand logo on it so that no one can mistake your brand for something else. And also with this, in which I will speak on in our next episode, is going to be branding and kind of getting like the back end of your business together. So like going to get your name and trade your logo and everything listed, so no, and trademarks and stuff like that listed, so no one else can take your brand from you or make a copycat. But back to like branding and things like that, you want to make sure everything flows. You want to make sure that everything is in tune with each other. Then on top of that, you want to make sure that this is something you love. This is something that you can get up and create every day without a hassle. And it's not something that's weighing on you like, oh my God, I have to do this today, so let me do it. Because that will partake through the way you're representing your brand. It will show through your YouTube videos. It will show through your podcast. It will show through your work. Because if you're slacking on your work, your target audience is going to be like, I'm not too sure if she's dedicated to what she's doing. I'm not too sure if I should invest or if I should subscribe or if I should listen, because she only shows up when she feels like showing up. And that's not a great thing when you're trying to build a brand. So with that brand, you want to make sure it is what you really want. It is something that you love, something that you can do in your sleep, something that you can just wake up and be like, oh my God, I'm going to start my day and I'm going to start at what I do best. And this makes me happy and I want to show off my talent. So if you guys love today's episode, make sure you guys follow the podcast. Make sure if you want to donate to the podcast, you hit that donate button. And don't forget to come back for the next episode, day 4, which I will have up tomorrow. And happy holidays. I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.